Hi, Mariam Touzani. You're here at Marrakesh Film Festival with your new film, Cal Malaga. And for you, it's a very personal story. It's inspired by your own grief. Would you like to explore a bit on that?
Yes, Cal Malaga is a film that is born out of a necessity for me to put words and cope with what I was feeling. It's a film that I wrote after my mom passed suddenly. I had a very, very strong relationship to my mother, and her passing was for me absolutely devastating. So Cal Malaga was really born out of this grief, out of this loss, and I think in the unconscious desire to transform what I was feeling into a desire for life. She was somebody that was really full of life, full of love, and I really needed to take this pain and make something that was a celebration of life.
So would you say the central character, Maria Angelis, an elderly woman who fights to stay in her quarter in Tangier and in her apartment, is inspired by your mother?
The writing, the beginning, is definitely inspired by my mother. I grew up speaking also Spanish in my house because my grandmother was Spanish. She was living with us. And with my mother, I spoke Spanish as well. When my mom left, I continued the conversation in my head in Spanish with my mother in her absence. And that's how this character, Maria Angeles, was born. Maria Angeles is not my mother, but she takes a lot of things that I wanted to continue seeing, like her love for life, the cooking, the Spanish cooking that you see in the film, the things she used to make for me. And then especially, it took me back also to my city, which is my mother's city, which is Tangier. And it's the first feature film that I shoot in Tangiers. So there is a lot of her in there that also goes to mix with souvenirs of my grandmother, souvenirs of my youth. And yeah, I mean, everything mingles.
So the Spanish language in which the film is shot is also your own language. Would you like to talk about what it means emotionally and in the film?
Of course. I mean, it's what you said is the exact word. It's an emotional link. Hearing Spanish for me is something emotional. My grandmother was first married to a Spanish man. So I have half of my family that is Spanish, and the other half is half Moroccan, half Spanish. So my Spanish family lives in Spain. We don't speak every single day. But with my mom, I used to speak every single day. And Spanish was a language that we spoke very often. I used to speak a lot to my mother in Spanish. So when my mom left, I needed to hear this language still. And so emotionally, the film translated into Spanish as I was writing, because it was just a way for me to continue hearing this language as I wrote, and to continue later hearing it on set, because I surrounded myself as well with characters that were speaking Spanish in the film. So yeah, it's emotional above all.
The film is called Cal Malaga. Does this street in Tangier really exist? And if it exists, does it look like in the film, or did you shoot in a studio?
No, this street in Tangier really exists. Calle Malaga is a street where my mom lived and where my grandmother lived. It's written in the three languages, in French, Rue Malaga, Calle Malaga in Spanish, and Zanqat Malaga in Arabic. And I find that very beautiful that it's written in these three languages in real life. It's not the street I shot in because it has changed a lot and there are buildings that block the view now. But I shot in a street in Tangier, not in a studio, that resembles very much what would have been Cal Malaga. And especially I shot in a street that is very full of life, like the kind of life that I wanted Maria Angeles to have in her relationship to her environment, to help us understand why this woman is so attached to her city and to her life. The neighbors, the merchants, her everyday life is so nourished by this human connection that she has on a daily basis, and that I really wanted us to understand. So yes, this street does exist, only that in real life it's called Rue d'Italie instead of Calle Malaga.
The main character is portrayed by Carmen Maura, best known for her work with Pedro Almodovar. What was it like to work with her, and how did you get her for the role?
It was wonderful to work with Carmen. Carmen came to Tangiers a few weeks before we started shooting because it was important that she familiarize herself with the environment, that she feels why Maria Angeles is so attached to this city, why she will never leave. And what I loved about Carmen is that she was with me in this quest for truth and for the character of Maria Angeles. When I went, she read the script. She fell in love with the character and she said, this is the next film I want to do for sure. And when I went to see her and we met, I fell in love with her as well, because She has this vitality, this love for life, this joie de vivre that the character naturally has. And I felt that she would give flesh in a very authentic manner to this character, and that we could together go look for a lot of things in the character that that I wanted to talk about and that I wanted to explore.
Remarkably, you also show her having a passionate relationship. How was it to shoot these explicit scenes with somebody elderly, and was it easy for Carmen to do it, or did you have to convince her?
Well, when I told Carmen that there was a scene where she would have to completely be naked, she was very hesitant at the beginning, and she said, "Never, nobody has ever asked me to be naked in a scene, and I've done over 200 films." And I said, "This is a scene that is essential for the film, because for me, the film is also about celebrating the beauty of aging, celebrating these aging bodies, celebrating life in old, love in old age, sexuality in old age." And there is nothing, you know, just free about doing this. There is a reason, a solid reason behind it, and behind what Maria Angeles in the film defends, in the freedom of aging the way you want to age, and of loving and of enjoying your body and enjoying your sexuality. Carmen understood really the reasons why I wanted to shoot these scenes. And then she said, "Yes, definitely, I will be doing this. I will take off my clothes." And in fact, what I was really touched by is that she said, "It's actually quite liberating to say at 80 years old, I decide I don't care. I take off my clothes and that's it. And that's my decision." And there was something a little bit empowering as well, she told me, in the sense of being able to do it now at 80.
Last night at the gala screening of Karl Malaga, you mentioned your own age, that you are now in your early 40s. And so just in the middle of your life, so to speak. Are you looking forward to the second part, or are you also scared or worried?
I'm 45. Every year that passes, I consider a blessing. I'm not afraid of aging at all. I really enjoy every year. I remember when I turned 40, some of my friends said, "So now it's 40, you know, it's like worrying." And I said, "No, I'm really happy to be 40. And every year that passes, I'm so happy. And I feel like I'm just blessed to be here, you know." And I didn't used to celebrate my birthdays before, but I started celebrating them a few years back, because for me, it just means that I'm still here sharing things with the people that I love, you know. And that's the beauty of aging that I want to talk about as well. I mean, aging is something to be celebrated. It's not something to be hidden. It's not something to be ashamed of. I think it's something beautiful. I think that our wrinkles are something beautiful. With the aging bodies in cinema as well, I have the feeling that we choose not to show them. I wanted to show them, and I wanted to show the beauty of these aging bodies. I feel that they are not given the place they deserve in cinema.
Your film has been submitted as the American Oscar entry, as have your films before. So what does the Oscar mean to you? Is it scary? Is it exciting?
Of course, it's exciting. It's exciting to see the film has been selected to represent Morocco for the Oscars. And it's, I mean, when you make films that really, also, I mean, for me, in any case, they really all come from a place deep inside. It's also there is a very special feeling in seeing that their journey advances, and then you know when you make a film, you let go of it, and then it takes you places, and that's the way I feel with the film as well. It you know, it's making its own course, and I'm doing it with the film.
Do you already have a next project you're working on?
There is things that are haunting me. I have co-written Nabil's next film, which I will be acting in. And there are things that I've been working on as well.
So now that you're here at Marrakesh, would you just like to explain a little bit what makes Marrakesh Festival special?
Oh, Marrakesh Film Festival is very special because I think it's a wonderful festival. I mean, in the lineup that it has, the opportunity that it gives for first and second films, I mean, all the wonderful filmmakers that it brings together every year, and the you know, people from the industry. I think it's a festival that is really up, you know, it has so much to offer, and I think it's a wonderful place for cinema. But for me, it also means presenting the film to a Moroccan audience, because generally it's in the American Film Festival that my films meet their Moroccan audience for the first time. So emotionally also, it's a very special moment for me. This first meeting with a Moroccan audience. It's very special.
Thank you so much, Mariam Tizani.
Thank you.